Kenny Blumenfeld is with me via phone, senior climatologist from the Minnesota DNR. Welcome, Kenny.
Hey there, Katya. Good to be on. How are you?
We're good. We had actually a really good week of battling between summer and winter, as you described fall. We had, I think, 70 and just kind of a warm, almost humid day earlier this week, and then it all went windy, and now I woke up this morning with a white, surprisingly white, barely white, but white in town, and then I just got a report that there was 1.8 inches up the Drummond and 1 inch in Brimson of snow this morning, so here we go.
Yeah. Yeah, you can add to that 1 inch in St. Paul.
Oh, really? No way.
Yeah, woke up. That was a little shocker. We thought, you know, there were chances of snow. We didn't expect
accumulating. Right, you always see
snow.
It. Right. You see,
yeah,
the...
biked right through it. It was great. And the Duluth area got over 2 inches.
Really?
So areas around Duluth, up in the hills around Duluth. Duluth often takes the biscuit. They're often the... They're just tucked into that nook of the lake, and they can get hammered pretty good.
Yeah, so we also hear, I mean, it's, you know, full color on the North Shore here. I think it's, you know, somewhat past peak up the hill, but, you know, we drove the whole North Shore yesterday, and it was glorious. And so
yeah.
We're kind of getting a mix here. I mean, I doubt the snow will last, but... just fun to kind of see both at once.
No, probably not, but the cool, there's going to be a little more, I think. The cool air is here to stay for a week or so.
Okay.
And we're going to have other chances. I think we'll have other chances for snow during that period. And, yeah, it's great with the colors. I mean, we're approaching peak here in the metro, and so, you know, seeing... and the leaves are still, I would say, 75% on the trees here, so... seeing all those colors with the snow over the leaves, and then some areas still have green grass. It was kind of a beautiful sight this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful here, too, that way, too. We also have very green grass, and then the maple tree on our front lawn, which is only a block from the lake, is still mostly green. So...
yeah, so we'll have to watch what happens today. Kind of an interesting pattern. There's really cold air that, obviously we have cold air at the surface, but I'd say the more important feature is that a pocket of cold air has moved in aloft, and that can set up a very an interesting situation during the day. If you get any sunshine, the daytime temperatures start to climb a little bit. You know these days, Katya, where they're really common in the fall, where the sun comes out and it's almost like you immediately pay the price for the sun coming out with a squall and a short little shower.
Hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, these they last 5 minutes or so, and then the little squall or shower passes away, and then you get sunny again for 30 minutes or so, and then another one comes.
Yeah.
We're kind of in that pattern. They're really hit or miss, and in these conditions... the squall or shower might actually contain a different type of precipitation called grapple. Have you ever seen these little pellets that fall? They're also called soft hail. That's kind of the
I have seen these.
Yeah, like really light, bouncy, like not. You know how when it sleets, it pings off of things.
Yeah,
and grapple looks like sleet. When it's falling, you'll probably say, oh, it's snowing. But it's actually not snow. When you look closely, it's these little soft pellets that form in that really cold air aloft as the raindrops essentially accrete a little bit of ice around them. It's kind of lovely. So you got a shot at that today. You know, we're just in this kind of cold, it's a cold core that has moved over the top of the region. And it's going to keep us kind of unsettled for, you know, a little while yet. I'd say today we're going to have showers on and off. Tomorrow, showers, maybe some snow again overnight and into the morning, especially in your region, more so than ours down here. Just kind of an unsettled, cool, school weekend, and we have, been getting, we'll take all the precipitation we can get, even if it comes as grapple or snow, because we're so far behind down here. We're in major drought in the Twin Cities, and we're in the reds on those drought maps.
Wow. You know,
they have four, five colors, yellow, kind of a beige, and then you get into orange, red, and dark red, and we're in the red, so... we're second to worst category right now in the Twin Cities. So
yeah, that's just, it just...
We'll take anything.
Yeah, it just continually amazes me the change between there and here, where we're having, definitely a very wet season. And that's been true for months now, and it's just kind of continuing, huh?
Yeah, it is. I mean, International Falls is still... running near the top. They're a good one to look at here because they had a very wet, especially spring. It's dried out a little bit in the last month or two. But, northeastern Minnesota is more like normal, maybe running a little bit high for precipitation.
Okay.
And it's the only part of the state now where you could say that. If you look at the current drought monitor, most of the rest of Minnesota, there's a little tiny portion of northwest Minnesota and an area along the upper Mississippi that has not yet gone into any kind of abnormally dry or drought conditions. But really, the rest of the state is. From just north of Duluth on to the southwest, basically the entire state is either abnormally dry or in drought. And then you've got Lake and Cook counties and northern St. Louis are still in the clear. So you all are lucky.
Yeah, we are.
Getting enough precipitation to hold things at bay for now, so that's good.
And then, here's a good example. Just yesterday, in casual conversation, someone said, oh, yes, it's going to be a big snow year. I just saw the predictions. And then when I looked up the three-month prediction, it had us at drier than normal. So can you make sense of what might be coming yet, or is it just still the flat-out we don't know?
No. Again, unfortunately, we put very little stock in those seasonal winter outlooks that come out of the Climate Prediction Center. It's hard work forecasting seasons, and they don't have a great track record. Sometimes they're right and sometimes they're not. They're a little bit better than the Farmer's Almanac, but that's not saying much.
Yeah.
And the current outlook, the official winter outlook from the Climate Prediction Center, is for better than even chances of being cool, and then for there's sort of equal chances of being dry or wet. So a coolish winter. I can tell you that in their informal bet, the three people in the climate office who, bet lunch on this all went with kind of low snowfall totals for the Twin Cities area as a prediction for the winter. There's some, it's really hard to know. We're in a La Nina, and La Ninas do have a relationship with real winter, strong winter-type performance, but we haven't really seen that consistently over the last couple La Nina episodes, and that includes the last 2 years. It's been, had a nice late winter in northeast Minnesota last year, and that was pretty intense. But there's also a tendency for these La Nina winters to go almost completely the other direction. And so when you look at it all, it's just really hard to know what to make of it, and I could see this being... I kind of agree. It could go either way. I wouldn't be surprised if we had some unusually warm conditions this winter. I also think that almost no matter what, we will get one massive snowstorm.
Oh, phew.
Pretty much a guarantee.
Okay. Great. Well, good. We got to run. Thank you so much, Kenny. We'll talk to you again.
Always good talking to you. See you,
Katya. Bye-bye. That was Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR.